This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, helping you producers with lubrication domination. They're trying to clear the air in more than one way at the Renewable Fuels Association. I'll talk about it coming up after this. It's an aspect of the job that I really enjoy. You've heard me talking about how much I enjoy traveling. Last week being in Arkansas, coming up in just a few days, I'll be in Kansas City, Missouri. In between, I'll be in Chicago a couple of times. And one thing I hear from visiting with so many folks on the farm is how you are under increasing pressure to find efficiencies in your business wherever and whenever you can. The folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they'll try to help you by avoiding costly breakdowns and extending the life of your equipment with products like Mystic JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils, Mystic JT6 Grease, Mystic JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid. Put together, that's what they call at Mystic lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. It's spelled M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. It was just a week ago the president announced that the Environmental Protection Agency will soon begin a rulemaking process to allow year-round sales of E-15 in conventional gasoline markets, E-15 gasoline containing 15% ethanol. Again, in conventional gasoline markets, which account for nearly 70% of the total U.S. gasoline consumption. Much of the media coverage surrounding the president's announcement incorrectly suggested that the current restriction on summer E15 sales stems from concerns that the fuel blend could result in more pollution and emissions that worsen smog. Well, the Renewable Fuels Association trying to clear the air said in reality, E15 is less volatile than today's standard E10 gasoline. And research has shown that E15 can reduce emissions that contribute to smog formation. Thus, the Renewable Fuels Association says allowing E15 to be sold in the summertime would improve air quality by lessening the emissions of key pollutants that can lead to ground-level ozone formation. And the Renewable Fuels Association says as the ethanol content in gasoline increases, major exhaust pollutants that contribute to ozone formation generally decrease. They point to a 2018 scientific literature review that found all studies show slight benefits or no difference when comparing E15 and E10 tailpipe and permeation emissions. The review concluded that, quote, organics emitted from the tailpipe will have a lower ozone-forming potential with E15 in comparison to E10. I'll be back after this.